Let's see now what we got. Senator Hamby, did you want to testify on 384?
I won't take the time to testify. However, I would like to have the adoption people up and can...
Is it Norman Thorson? Norma Thorson?
Yes.
All right. Is she one of them? Fred Stock
Fred
is here.
Fred Stock and Jim.
Okay.
And while they're coming up, Mr. Chair, briefly I'd like to remind the committee that the language found in 384 is really almost identical to a bill that passed the Senate 2 years ago. It was deleted as it reached the House side. Staff, counsel, has an outstanding job on the problem. I would like recognizing the chairman's concern about the surrogate problem, the surrogate issue, I would ultimately like to pass the bill out of committee, deleting lines 19 through 25 and having the record clearly show that statutes would still be silent on the issue, and that the legislative intent would be that we remove that particular sub B and in hopes of an interim study that would speak to surrogate motherhood. The witnesses can introduce themselves.
Yeah, there will be, Senator Hamby, I think probably indicated there will be, this will be a subject for the interim. Go ahead, please.
My name is Fred Stock. Excuse me. I'm the manager of adoption services for the Children's Services Division, and I am here to testify in support of Senate Bill 384 as Senator Hamby has introduced. In my testimony, I've pointed out that the Oregon Council of Adoption Agencies, that includes Children's Services, has worked closely with Senator Hamby to structure some language that can, in fact, legally prohibit the sale of individuals. As far as the adoption agencies are concerned in our division, we've been speaking specifically to child selling, but that certainly is not the only issue that the bill addresses, and we fully support the expansion of that to include the sale of human beings, if you will. It's interesting to note that as I've received calls from individuals, including media, other counterparts with social service agencies, other community members, as they've heard about the possibility or heard about a situation that a child has been put up for sale, they become very, very concerned and very surprised, actually appalled, if you will, that that there is no prohibition in the state of Oregon whatsoever that prohibits an individual to advertise to sell a child, to promote whatever they would might want to barter in cash or in kind for the purpose of trading this individual for some sort of value. Just within about the last 3 weeks in my absence, there was a telephone call that was received by the Children's Services Division. There was not any identification of the set of circumstances, but it was the Federal Bureau of Investigation calling, indicating that they had received a report that there had been a sale contracted for several thousand dollars for the sale of a child, and wanted to know what sort of action could be taken. As our division representative indicated to the Federal Bureau, that there was nothing that we knew of, and we've consulted with our Attorney General's office as well and confirmed the fact that this is not an illegal act, and as far as the investigation was concerned, that was terminated. And like I say, I don't know what the circumstances were, but if the sale was put into a process, it was completed, and that sort of unfortunate activity is what this bill addresses. Quite unfortunately, there isn't any data that we have available that's ever been collected that indicates what the frequency of this is. The issue that I've raised in the testimony that you have before you is that I see this as a preventative measure to discourage and probably prevent in many instances, if an individual is considering it, the respect of a statute that's in the books, the law provisions there where there's a penalty clause involved, that that activity might very well be prevented, and at least the restriction there would discourage that sort of participation. For this reason, I am submitting a strong recommendation on behalf of the Children's Services Division and in support of the passage of the bill as it has been presented by Senator Hamby.
All right. Go ahead.
My name is Herb Hansen, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, and I'm the Director of Professional Services at Albertina Kerr Centers for Children, which is a nonprofit licensed adoption agency. And I'm also a member of the Oregon Council of Adoption Agencies, and am kind of speaking, Fred and I both, for that group, which has taken a unanimous position on this. Periodically, one hears about attempts that are made to sell children, and as Fred has said, it's kind of appalling to find out that there is no law against it. As an agency which does adoption, we do periodically get calls from people who are interested in that kind of a relationship, who are asking what would it be worth to me to release my child to you, or do you have families who would pay me some money for my child? And we have to tell them that we don't involve ourselves in that kind of thing, but it would be nice to be able to tell them that it was something that was against the law. I think we've seen over the past several years the condition of adoption in general. There is an increasing expectation that adoption is becoming more and more costly. We're seeing that. We're seeing that families are expecting to pay money for a lot of different kinds of services, which none of which would be prevented by this bill. But the vulnerability of families who desperately want to parent children is high, and families can be put in a real difficult situation because of the difficulty in adopting children when they're faced with the kind of circumstance that can result in a demand for just outright payment for a child. So I would suspect that much more of this goes on than we're aware of, and we feel, all of us, the whole community feels powerless to deal with this in any way.
I don't know whether you, outside of the statement here about, we know for a fact that child stealing has occurred. Do you have, and there's never been any collection of data that addresses how often the sale of a person has occurred. Do you have any information, is there any documented cases that have come to your attention where this has actually occurred?
I recall one senator that occurred in Forest Grove, and this was about 3 or 4 years ago, and I believe Senator Hamby was aware of it, where the mother had advertised, and I can't recall the exact amount, it was $200 or $300 to sell her child in the local newspaper. And at that time, I was working with the Washington County office and been apprised of that. That was the point when I personally had learned that there was absolutely no action that could be taken. The district attorney's office was quite outraged about that, but nothing could be done.
It seems to me that several years ago, the legislature even dealt with a bill that was introduced. And this got all confused with the surrogacy issue and was defeated on that basis. But at that time, somewhere on the banks of the Willamette River, a couple had actually sold, money had changed hands, and people had seen that, called the police. The child was picked up, I think, and probably went into the custody of the Children's Services Division. But in looking to try to prosecute the family, they found that there was no law at that time.
That's the only case, though, apparently.
Yes, if I might, Mr. Chairman, I think the problem we have here is that the fact that there is no prohibition for it, possibly individuals aren't concerned around the policing issue, and these kinds of cases aren't made known until it's a rather sensational incident. And there, quite unfortunately, there has never been any data collected to demonstrate what the incidence is.
Any questions? All right, gentlemen, thank you. Senator Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members. I'd like to, Senator Larry Hill, District 21, City of Eugene in Springfield, I'd like to state that I think that Senate Bill 384 is substantially a very, very fine bill and a very positive change in state law. The one exception I would make is the section on lines 19, 20, 21 that Senator Hamby has suggested deleting, and I believe that that's a good change to an otherwise good bill. I'd suggest one additional change, and that is the amendment that's on the Hannah Gross bill that I've distributed. That amendment would make clear what the bill would imply, that buying and selling persons or the legal or physical custody of persons would be illegal, and that this would extend to contractual buying and selling of persons. The amendment, I'll read it just very briefly, would be to state a new Section 3, it is unlawful to enter into a contract, written or oral, under which a party promises to pay money or any other thing of value in exchange for a promise by a woman to the effect that she will conceive and bear a child, relinquish her parental rights in the child, and surrender the child after its birth to the custody of another who shall assume the parental relationship to the child. Any such contract is void. And I do have some brief testimony that I'd like to share with the committee. Surrogate mother contracts are becoming more widespread. There are several dozen such contracts that have been performed or are in the process of performance right now in Oregon. They are, in fact, a commercial transaction in which a woman forfeits her rights as a biological mother to a child who is not yet conceived. These contracts, in fact, deny the woman legal rights otherwise provided all biological mothers under existing state law. In effect, the woman has no rights following her signing of the contract other than those rights provided in the contract. Some of these surrogate mother contracts provide that the woman should have amniocentesis, and if the contractor does not find the results favorable, he can compel an abortion. And that's an example of the rights that are forfeited by a woman who enters these contracts. Numerous women have entered these contracts and perhaps a year later have regretted that the baby they have carried and born must be given up. I think that the Mary Beth Whitehead case is the most obvious example. I also have a case in my own district of a woman who entered a contract. She was the first surrogate mother in Oregon. She gave up her baby. She was compelled to under the contract, or she thought she was compelled to. She was denied visitation rights, and she'd suffered emotional turmoil, and her family has suffered emotional turmoil ever since performance of that contract. She regrets it and currently is opposed to surrogate mother contracts. Many people fought long and hard for the rights of women and for an end to practices which exploit women. Just as prostitution is recognized as an illegal and exploitative commercial transaction for women, state law must recognize that the commercial contracts for the production of babies on order are exploitative and should also be illegal. Please note that this proposal and the bill with the amendments as I'm proposing does not prohibit artificial insemination, does not prohibit arrangements which are truly voluntary and non-commercial. Under the proposal that I'm offering, a woman could be artificially inseminated with a particular person's sperm. She could give up her baby for adoption to that person, but her final right to say yes or no would be protected. She would not be subject to the temptation of sheer economic remuneration to sell the use of her body in this way. Please also note that the bill as amended, would not prohibit the payment of medical costs when the woman is not denied the right to make up her own mind when she has the baby in her arms. The going price for a baby in Oregon under such contracts is around $12,000. A number of women in Oregon are producing their second or third contract baby. It's becoming an industry. People are making their living this way. You can understand that low-income women will be most tempted to sell babies by contract because of their economic situation and lack of adequate alternative employment opportunities. I hope you'll consider the arguments I presented here and support the rights of women to make their own decision as to the disposition of their own bodies and the child they have born, and not let a contract purport to take away the rights of a woman. Surrogate mother contracts deny women rights they otherwise have under law. I'd also like to point out that the effect on a baby who is sold and later learns that that was a condition of their birth can, and I think will be, severe. I'd like to point out that this is not a statement against adoption. It is not a statement against infertile couples attempting through agreements to obtain a baby. It is a statement against a contractual obligation that denies women rights after they sign the contract, which otherwise they would have. It's a statement against children being subjected to these situations where they have absolutely no say whatsoever. I'd like to point out that adoption is an excellent alternative. I come from a family in which two siblings are adopted, and certainly I would want to encourage successful adoption in the state of Oregon. But surrogate mother contracts are not in the same situation. Mr. Chairman, I know that you want to review this issue, which is a very complex one, in an interim committee. I simply bring this before the committee so you will be aware of at least some of the viewpoints in regard to surrogate motherhood.
All right, thank you, Senator. Any questions, Senator Hill?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Senator Warner, do you want to have this studied in the interim, or do you want to pass a bill this session?
Senator, I'd rather pass a bill in the
thank you.
Right now. But if the committee is not in a position to act, I think a study in the interim would be the next best thing. But my personal preference would be this bill, as amended, would be an excellent bill to address several problems.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Here. Herbert Hansen?
I
you already testified, didn't you? Let's see, did Mrs. Thorson still want to, did you want to testify?
Yes, I would like to make a brief statement.
Yes, come ahead.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Norma Thorson, and I'm the director of the Surrogate Foundation of Portland. And I need my glasses. I oppose the proposed language by Senator Hill on the basis that this bill outlawing the sale of persons was not written to impact the surrogacy bill. It is a bill that I feel should stand alone and does not deal with the surrogate situation. Unfortunately, I regret not being informed of hearings on bills 3307 and 456, which were relevant to surrogate parenting. I have been involved with the Surrogate Foundation since 1982, and I think have achieved a viewpoint since that time that alters many people's feelings about surrogate parenting. It does provide a viable alternative. Adoption is not the easy the alternative that many people feel it is. It's a very frightening thing to be infertile, and it's necessary for alternatives to be developed. At this point, they are being developed, and they'll continue to be. I hope that the bill that's introduced by Senator Hamby will be dealt with on the issues as she presented it. Thank you.
Any questions?
Mr. Chair, just for the benefit of the witness, this committee hasn't heard Senate Bill 456. I don't know what the status of 3307 is.
Not 456. It was Senate Bill, I think, 3307 and, oh, yes.
We haven't heard 456.
Was Senator Hill's bill.
Yeah, we haven't. It's in our committee. It hasn't been heard at this point.
Oh, I see.
And I don't know what the status of 3307 is.
I see. So it is possible that
you have to check on the status of 3307 with the House committee that it's referred
yes.
to.
Yes. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else that's here to testify on Senate Bill 384? Is there anyone that has been overlooked? All right. We'll be in recess for 10 minutes. Senate Judiciary Committee will come to order. We're in recess until 7:30.